Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I like the music limits, but we're not quite going around the NFL yet. We're sticking in one place, and that's our fine town of Pittsburgh right here. A lot of people wondering if Art Rooney would ever act, if he would ever move on from this head coach. And Bob, I think there's one scenario that may have Art very, very concerned if this thing goes off the rails. And even if it simply results in the Steelers getting to the playoffs and getting hammered again in the first round, but especially I think if it goes off the rails. We're going to have a draft in this town. The NFL draft is going to be the largest event in the history of this city.
By far.
Over 500,000 people.
More than that.
Are expected to attend. More than that, Bob says. Can you imagine? Can Art imagine? If what started as a very small chant yesterday were to balloon like the Matt Canada chants, and maybe even come to include Art himself in the form of sell the team chants. And if that's what became the story when 500,000 people were in this town for the largest event in the city's history, can you imagine if the Steelers were going to go to the podium, for example, and all you could hear was fire Tomlin or sell the team or some such angst and upset in Pittsburgh, what a colossal embarrassment that would be. And I wonder if Art thinks ahead to that possibility, or if he would be thinking ahead, should this go off the rails, to that possibility, if that might be one thought that moves him to action, Bob, because somebody brought that up to me earlier today, this scenario, and I started thinking about it, thinking, oh my God, they're right. Like that would be just a gigantic embarrassment for the Steelers.
I think they do listen, and I think they do concern themselves with what, you know, their fan base is saying. Absolutely. And given the fact that that is going to happen in April, they're putting a lot of time and money into this. It should be a great event. The last thing you want is that to be what people remember about it. So that's why I think the rest of the season is very important that way. They have to figure this out if they can. And Mike Tomlin said the answers are in the locker room. Well, we need to see that as soon as possible. And if they can figure out some answers, get into a playoff game and win, then that stuff dies down. If it doesn't and you don't do anything after that, then there's going to be some carryover into that part of the year. I think that's what people would do. We saw how the Canada thing started to spread, and you don't want it to spread that way. So hopefully they can figure things out and change it and win something this year, or they may be faced with that very situation.
Limits, can you imagine that scenario developing on draft day? And if you're Art, would you be living in fear of that? Because what we saw yesterday will only grow, I fear, if if this continues to go poorly?
Unfortunately, yes. And I go back to the big McAfee event that was here. That was a celebration of Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
And all the great that is in this city and is, has been in this city, and also the future of it. And as soon as Skeens came on the stage and the sell the team chant broke out, and it had previous times before that, it could make for a really conflicted, emotional, and unpredictable environment and experience at the draft, guys, that could make Art at least ponder it a little bit more, where they're worried, I think, about being not irrelevant, but not in the conversation every year. That would definitely make them in the conversation and in a lot of the wrong ways.
We have a segment we call Decisions, Decisions. They will have a lot of decisions to make on that if it comes to that, because that is a marquee event. It'll be likely their only time they're going to get it, and they want to make it up big. So certainly something to consider.
Yeah, man. And if I'm Art, obviously he heard that yesterday. Obviously he knows what's happening. And he has to be aware that if this gets worse, it's only going to grow. The angst, the upset, the citizen unrest that happened yesterday. And again, Limits, you were there. Yeah. How would you describe it?
The environment early in the game was definitely not as rowdy, as fired up, as emotional as a lot of Steeler games are, because that was a big game.
Yeah,
you're talking Buffalo, basically a playoff game. I went into this game thinking the winner of this game will go to the playoffs and the loser will miss the playoffs. And it didn't seem like the environment really met the standard coming into the game until it was of the negative aspect with Renegade being booed
but
and the Fire Tomlin
prior chance. To that, though, I sensed, and I was over there early and I didn't stay because I got to go back and put the stuff that we do in the studio. But you can they're upset about play calling, too. There
yes.
were some plays that got booed, just there the
were.
Way their performance was. It started there, and then it just got worse.
It never felt
this game got worse.
Like a good, traditional Steelers home game with good energy. And sure, there were a fair amount of Bills fans there. It wasn't the Green Bay takeover or the San Francisco takeover, but there were a lot of Buffalo fans there, and I think that might have factored in, too.
My sister Sheila and my nephew Mikey were two of them. She said, by the way, the Steeler fans were great, treated them very kindly.
Yeah, I had a lot of Bills fans around me. They weren't, and look, I've sat around a lot of cocky and arrogant road fans. The Bills fans were very good. They were, you know, supporting
Have
their team.
Have you ever been in a fight during a game, even verbally?
I wouldn't say it was a fight, but an argument with a verbal fan, yeah.
When you burst into a room like you did today, Limits, and I commend you for it.
Well, you did. You burst right through the door and just
what was
fired
your
shots.
I'm fired up today.
Kabali was in the studio. You just burst in, and what did you say to him again?
Is it heavy? Mark, and he looked at me like, what? The amount of water that you're carrying for Mason Rudolph.
Wow.
I'm annoyed, guys. I'm frustrated.
Bob, that was the shot heard around the world, wasn't it?
Came out of nowhere.
I know.
I mean, just...
And I love Mark, but he likes to take shots at me, so I'm going to sling one right back.
That was, I think you took a lot of people off guard there. Crowley almost cried when that happened.
I think Cale Berger was in here and
Cale
was stunned.
Cale Berger saw it. Doran saw it. Bob and I, you just burst in and went after Kabali. Who's a bigger Mason Rudolph fan, Bob? Hokie or Kabali?
I think they're both are pretty big Mason Rudolph fans, yes. And listen, I think, you know, I don't dislike what he's been able to do, but he knows his role here. It's a backup. That's what he signed for. That's what his contract pretty much says, I bet, in terms of money allotted, and that's what he is. So, you know, they got to fit. The quarterback situation is the one overriding factor of all the position
Sure is.
It is. You have to get that right. You can't keep going year to year trying to figure this out. It's been too many years now, and they got to figure it out.
Well.
And if it's not a draft pick, I mean, last year they had two opportunities more than that, really, with Darnold and Daniel Jones as free agents. And short-term deals, just something to get you until you can draft someone or at least figure it out.
Well, Limits, let them hear just the first 2 minutes of Kabali and Doran going at it today over whether Will Howard should be elevated over Rudolph. You'll hear Doran say he thinks that. And the noise that Kabali makes is right up there with the horrible noise that Pat Bostic made one time in the studio. Right. Why don't you play the Bostic yawn before we get into Kabali, if you have that.
For more, go to 957thefan.com. Now here's Doran.
Wow.
Now here's Doran. Now here's Doran.
That was
a yawn, or is that yes, cry for help?
Both. It was also every Steeler fan by the end of that game yesterday.
That sounded somewhat like a Sasquatch.
For more, go to 957thefan.com. Now here's Doran.
Did it compare to this?
No, I didn't think. Stop.
Oh, God.
I didn't think Bostic had it in him. So listen to this. Listen to Cabali when Doran starts getting on Rudolph, because Cabali, if there's one person he's going to defend in all the world, it's going to be Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer.
Hey, all joking aside, right now, like, we talk about some changes. Like, I definitely would elevate Will Howard to second-string quarterback. I've seen enough of Mason.
Oh.
Let's hear a little more of that conversation. Let it roll for a second, Limits.
What is Mason going to give you?
What do you mean elevate him to second-string?
I would.
I'm a Will Howard guy, but... the guy has not had any snaps.
What
whatsoever.
Do you have to lose? You're gonna go there and get Mason. He's gonna skip a ball in.
He's gonna
skip a ball in like he's throwing to home, or he's gonna throw it up in the air and it's gonna get picked.
Well, at least he,
what do you have to lose? If
what
if
do you have
backup,
to lose? The confidence. You got the confidence of the young guy to throw in there and get absolutely beat around. I don't want that.
He's a sixth round pick.
I want him to be nice and fresh for April.
For what?
Just to maybe battle.
So you haven't seen. You haven't got
nice and fresh for April, which again, the biggest event in the history of our city is happening. The biggest one. Imagine if it's marred by fire Tomlin or even sell the team chance, and that's the way we're headed right now. Could it change? Of course it could. It would be totally on brand for the Steelers to win the division, go 9-8, and lose 37-14 to. I don't know, pick a team. Here's New England.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A rematch.
Yes.
All right, Limits, let's hit the phone lines, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Lines are still pretty packed up. Here is our buddy Nick in Sacramento to chime in.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
I got to ask a lot of things, and I tuned in late, so please bear with me. I hope I'm not making you repeat anything, but three things. Number one, Pat Freiermuth, it's non-existent. I can't understand it.
Not one target.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean... It's just, I don't know. And then also, you're talking about possible, if they do a coaching change, I want to throw this out there. You might have said it. Mike McCarthy, is there any chance that they would even look at him? I mean, that's something, I don't know what you guys think of that. Yes, I know he's a local guy and all that.
How's
stuff,
his resume different from Tomlin's?
Well, it's really not, Joe, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to rub any feathers here.
It's the same as Sean Payton's basically too, right? Same kind
Sean
of
Payton.
All three of them.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah. Okay. Lastly,
so anyway, well, and then lastly, I'm just this whole thing with we get these people, the Marquez Valdez Scanling. I mean, they bring a guy Brandon Cooks yesterday, makes a good play. He's been there 3 days. What is the deal with him? Is he ever going to step up and be on the team and play? And
Bob, why is he here? We appreciate the call.
I don't know why he's here. Samuel got on before he did, and he was a late arrival only because Slay was not – they made him a healthy scratch. I don't know why. But if you're not going to throw to him, what's the difference? The whole game plan so far is not to throw to wide
receivers. The Bills' defense is awful. They can't cover tight ends or anybody else. They can't stop the run. What are we doing? Well, Freiermuth, when he's played, has made a huge difference.
Yeah, he has, and it just seems like they're just not even looking in his direction other than to block. But you got to give him targets for him to have an effective outcome to this offense, and they haven't done it. Again, without if you took Metcalf out of the equation, how many receptions did the Steelers' wide receiving group have? Metcalf had 3. How about the rest of them? Total? 1. And wow. That was Ben Skowronek.
Well, as we said, Pickens has more catches than the entire Steelers receiving corps, at least going into that game, and they didn't exactly light it up, did they?
No.
Next.
All right, let's go to Matt. He is in San Francisco.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Love your show.
Thank you.
I want to first, I don't know who mentioned it early on. I've been on for a little bit. In terms of who the Steeler fan base should be most frustrated with, it is Art. I mean, you know, he's the guy calling the shots.
Yeah.
What we've seen over the last 10 years is just a repeat. I've been a diehard since, you know, as a little kid in 1975, so I was here when those Super Bowls were being won and the franchise was being built and forged. And I, you know, I saw how it got passed off to Cowher, who remember the 80s teams. That was a forgettable decade. He didn't walk into any successful team. And his first year, he wins the division and gets the number one seed in the playoffs out of nowhere. And from that point on, if you go back through his, 14-year tenure,
longer.
Say for a couple of years in the late 90s, we were always in the conversation. Always. He had that team ready. He coached with discipline. He coached with fire. He coached with passion. All things that I have not seen out of Tomlin since.
I mean, let's not forget that Bill Cowher couldn't finish the deal either. He couldn't finish the deal at all.
Three losing seasons that resulted in a showdown
time.
Between the GM and the coach.
And there were also players who did what they wanted under Bill Cowher, too. Let's not go too crazy here.
Okay. Fair enough. I get that. But at least our identity under his regime, under Knowles' regime, was not with it was unquestionable. You know, we were a run first team, play strong defense. That even in the down years, we still did that. Even those teams of the 80s played with fire. We weren't any good, but they played their butts off. I'm watching that game yesterday. I'm paying close attention to the faces of those players on that field. They're done. They do not buy into the message.
It looked like the Ravens game. It did. It looked like the Ravens playoff game where they were just getting absolutely hammered.
Get off the field,
physically.
Same play coming at you over and over again, and that's it. It kept working, so why not? Keep doing it.
Just getting physically destroyed. Next.
All right, here is Andy in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm just curious, which reporter asked Mike Tomlin if he could hear the Fire Tomlin chants?
I think that was, I'm going to say Brooke Pryor. I'm not sure.
Do you have that?
I think it was.
Do you have that actual? Why do you ask?
I thought it was, I just think, you know, over the years, he's been so arrogant to the reporters. I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but there has to be some pleasure in watching him fail.
For who?
For, like, the reporters that have to deal with his rudeness and his arrogance.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I take no pleasure. I like Mike Tomlin.
I do too. I know what he's like.
Okay.
I feel like it was an ugly situation yesterday, but I get it.
You have to
you
ask
know,
questions.
I get it. Yeah.
And that's a good question to ask.
I mean, an ugly situation with the Fire Tomlin chants, but I do get why people would do that. I just think it's misdirected. If I'm mad at so-and-so, the reason he's in his job and continues to have almost unlimited power is because of the guy above him.
Right. When it comes to if you're unhappy with Mike Tomlin, that would be because he oversees their actual play calling on both sides of the ball. He puts in a philosophy and a system. If you want to be upset with that, that would be a Tomlin thing. But I understand what you're saying. And I think it was Brooke Pryor, right?
Chris Carter's question.
Okay, never mind.
A couple more. What goes through your mind when the crowd chanting to fire you in your home stadium?
Man, I share their frustration tonight, man. We didn't do enough. And that's just the reality of it.
Carter country comes back after the 4 trips right the other day, Bob, and everything else. That is a good answer, by the way. A much better answer than Pat Narduzzi gave a few years ago when Djurkovic was being booed and Pitt was being booed, and he called it Boo City. I do actually give Tomlin credit for that answer, for just basically saying, I share their frustration.
He hears it. He understands it because they're going through it. He's the man in charge of it.
Next.
Here is Bart. Bart is in Florida.
Good morning, Bart.
Pomp and Joe, love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Like that, Bart. What's up?
So I don't want any disrespect for the Rooney family. The Rooney family has done more for the city of Pittsburgh than any name you could name. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay?
I think they've
done. Imagine this.
I think we've had a lot of people here who go beyond where they have to do. And, you know, the Mario Lemieux group, their family, all that. Yeah.
I have great respect and like for members of that family. But that has nothing to do with Art's job performance. So what do you got?
So imagine this then. Mike Tomlin goes to the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And he wins a Super Bowl.
Good.
We got to wrap our heads around this kind of possibility.
Why?
You know?
And, well, what are you saying? You wouldn't fire him then, or wouldn't arrange for him to move on?
He would never get fired.
Right. Arrange for him to move on, which is a firing. We know that, but go ahead.
Right. Sure. Yeah. But he could, Mike Tomlin might even be eyeing up a career in broadcast.
I don't think so.
What's your overall point?
So? I think he'd be good at it, but he's not going to do it.
I don't get your point. What are you saying?
My point is, I don't like the disrespect for the Rooney family
and how
you're putting on here, and you're trying to undermine the Rooneys.
Right.
Fire Tomlin. Listen, my
How do you term disrespect? I'm curious about that.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
By saying he's doing a terrible job?
I have relatives that...
By saying he's doing a terrible job?
I have a relative, Jim Flanagan, who won a Walter Payton Award, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're good people. I know the Rooneys.
Yeah, they're good people.
He's doing a terrible job. Sure.
Okay,
and I agree.
That's all that was said. But did somebody say he's not a good person?
No, but here's the thing. You're trying to undermine him, and you're trying to throw disrespect his way.
I don't read that. I think it's just a question of how this team is performing and, you know, reaction to what has become kind of the same stuff that we've seen for the last decade. I think that's all it is.
Bart, are you still there?
Yes.
He's not mining the shop right now. So, you know what? If somebody does need to undermine him, then maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea. But that person's not me. I'm simply critiquing him. He's doing a terrible job.
I just wanted to remind everyone that the Rooneys have done more than Carnegie and Hines, honestly.
Okay.
Because if you got rid of the Steelers out of Pittsburgh, it's pretty grim there.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we're not even going to that. This is just a simple football decision, mostly.
Well, I did say if you want to chant something more, I think, directed than fire Tomlin, it would be sell the team. I think somebody else would do a better job than Art Rooney with the Steelers right now. That's my opinion.
But it starts with what's going on the field and who oversees everything that goes on the field. That's where it comes into play.
And who hires that guy and checks his power.
I understand. I'm saying that's why it's gone on for all these years. And at some point, like every relationship, there's time for conversation.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying. They need to do it, and they need to do it honestly. That's it.
What about a pass down the team chant to Danny Rooney?
Pass the team, yes.
Pass the team.
Right.
Like throw the ball, pass the team.
Yeah. It's, you know,
pass
it's
it down,
stability.
Next generation.
But it's long since become stability for the sake of stability. That's it. That's what it is, in my opinion, Bob.
Well, they want the stability so they can get into a playoff and win. That's the problem. They're not getting there enough, and when they do, they don't win. And they're not in there, and they haven't been in games. When you go into those situations, if you lose in overtime in a really tough, hot, hard-fought game, that's one thing. But to be over by halftime is quite another. So that's the stuff I'm referring to as a repetitive theme that has not changed, and they have to make a change. Question is, how do you do it?
the coach doesn't win big games anymore. And I'm going back. I'm looking back at the Ravens playoff
disaster. I would consider
disaster.
Yesterday a big game, too.
Yeah.
Because it carried all these playoff implications and tiebreakers.
They're 6-11 in their last 17 games. That's the equivalent of a full season. It's just at this point, it really is. It's just it's stability for stability's sake. That's it. And they live in a world of just, like I said many times, high-end mediocrity. Why are you laughing, Limits? What's going on?
I'm laughing
there?
At the text line and what some of them are saying about our friend Bart.
What did they say
they
about Bart?
In, "Thanks, Bart. Go take a nap." Bart sounds like Al Pacino talking to Fredo in The Godfather. Never go against family.
Bob,
LOL.
Was Bart threatening us or threatening me there?
No.
Now that I think about it, what was happening there, Limits? Was
somebody
that, was
said,
that
"Shove it, Bart." Oh, my God.
Was that a veiled threat for going against the family here?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
My God. One more, Limits, please.
All right. Here is Justin. He's in New Jersey.
Shove it, Bart.
Shove it, Bart.
Hello, yeah, sir.
Gentlemen. What's up, Justin?
Yes. So I wanted to talk about the idea with Tomlin. Like you've mentioned a couple times today, it doesn't sound like there's a route to fire him. That's not the way the Steelers run. But there is. I don't think they missed out on the Chicago trade because the New York Giants are in more desperate need of a coach right now than anyone. Mm. I think that's the trade the Steelers need and the Giants need. I don't see why the Giants wouldn't do it because they need a coach. They haven't had one since Tom Coughlin. It's run dry with Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Four seasons with playoff win out of 18, that's just not good enough anymore.
Just imagine if the Steelers...
Oh, don't tell me Jackson Dart's coming here.
No.
I thought that's where you're going to go.
But if they want Mike Tomlin, the third pick of the draft might be coming here. And imagine if the Steelers walk to the podium in their home city with the third pick, as compared to imagine if the Steelers stick with the status quo and go to the podium with, say, the 14th or 13th pick or 16th pick, and there's reigns of fire Tomlin with the entire football world watching and 500,000 people on hand in the biggest event our city has ever known. Not good. Are you planning on going to the draft, Limits?
I will 1,000% be there, yes.
You're going to have to leave now to get there.
Probably, yeah.
And
do you think I could put out a parking chair, Bob, to save my spot?
No. You may have to swim.
Like it's the Brentwood 4th of July parade?
Swim across one of the rivers to get to where you need to go, because I don't know, parking is going to be ridiculous, I think.
Hopefully I can make some good friends in high places that will be able to help me with my spot for the draft.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills
That's
Kia,
you, Bob.
Peters Township.
I know.
Visit South Hills Kia. Yeah, he could come over to the Katie
K.
Bob, you could let him sleep at the studios at Katie
K. I may have to sleep at the studios. I think that's how it's going to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.